This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Here on Tlingit Ani, aka Juno Alaska, we are all buzzing about Rock Ock, the first Indigenous music festival of its kind. If you haven't done so already, please mark your calendars for November 5th and 6th and get ready for 2 days of exciting performances that feature Indigenous artists from Alaska and beyond. Witty Youngman of Anchorage is one of the musicians performing at the fest. She recently spoke with KXLL's Chandra Boom, who is a big fan of Witty's and has followed her career for a long time. Here's some of her interview with Witty that recently aired on KXLL.
I remember the first time I saw you perform in person. I was just like instantly delighted. And then we just instantly made that connection of like, oh, yeah, we both know we have this mutual friend. And so I know I wasn't able to catch it because I'm super new to Juno, but I know that you played the People Power show here last spring. So what have you been up to since then?
I did. I've gotten to do some traveling this summer. A group of us went out to McGrath and pulled off the Back to Bluegrass Festival. It was their first concert since everything kind of shut down around Alaska. I also was able to travel to Bethel last month. I pulled off a concert out there as well. That was a solo show, and that was their first music since the beginning of 2020. They've been very protective of their community, and so I was very, very privileged to travel out there and get to meet people and get to explore Bethel. Also, I have been a regular out in Whittier, at the Whittier Inn. During the summertime, they invite musicians to come out and spend the weekend, play music. I've been a regular out in Soldovia at the Boardwalk Hotel. They've been incredibly welcoming for the past two summers for me. Let's see. I also have gained a residency over at Inlet Tower Hotel over off of Minnesota here in Anchorage. So I've been playing that every Wednesday night from 7 to 10. It just feels like this summer went by so fast because I've just been trying to stay busy here in town.
Yeah, holy Bethel. Okay, so I knew about the Bethel show, but McGrath, Whittier, Soldovia, holy smokes. And then Inlet Tower, I know they're always doing super rad stuff there in Anchorage. So you kind of have been to a lot of corners in South Central, but then kind of like expanding down here in Southeast Bethel region. So I'm curious, is there anything different that like that you've noticed that the music scene here in Alaska brings out in your work that maybe wasn't as noticeable back down states?
I would say that I have. So when I was in the Kansas City area, bluegrass was a huge, huge thing out in Lawrence, Kansas, which is where I went to school. And then I came up here, and I was actually surprised at how much bluegrass was up here. Lots of mandolins, lots of banjos, but there wasn't really, a lot of Indigenous representation other than, like, our big guys like H3 and Famua and Kachung and all that he's been doing. So I think me coming into this this group of this music community, it was kind of like, okay, make a little bit of space for her because I know there is a jazz scene out here, but it's not as big as it was in, like, say, Kansas City area. And so that's where I learned how to perform. That's where I learned how to be a singer. And then I came out here and kind of brought that with me. And I definitely think I made a splash, and I think I make an impression on people because I keep getting invited back to these really great places, and I get invited to play with these really great people. And I'm so excited for the opportunity to even come to Juno. I've never been to Juno, so it's just, it's almost like the world is opening now and music is like ready and willing and able to you know, show up and to speak up.
Yes, we are so excited to have you here in Juneau. I'm super excited to see you play here. And I really am curious to touch more on kind of the different scenes that emerge as an Indigenous artist. But first, let's hear a track from Witty Youngman. The track is Ain't Thinking Straight, and then more from you when we come back. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Ain't Thinking Straight. That's an original one from Witty Youngman. Thanks so much for being here with us today, Witty.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear my music. I mean, I hear it all the time, but it's different.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it. I love the mouth trumpet every time. It's kind of a surprise that I've been trying to keep under wraps, but I can't help but kind of fangirl over it a little bit. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about Rock Ock. So this is the first year for this Indigenous Music Festival here in Tlingit Nuna. The festival is running November 5th and 6th. Listeners can learn more at www.rockockfestival.org. It's named, of course, for taking place here on Akwan territory and centers Indigenous musicians. So the artists are performing from all over Alaska, coming here to Tlingit Nuna, and then some are performing virtually from Canada and from downstates. There's some really big names in Native pop, like Snotty Nose Rez Kids and the legend Superman. So, Witty, I'm curious, is there anyone who you're most excited to share a stage with?
I was just, when they announced the lineup and seeing, like, my name alongside all of these, like, people that I've heard and, like, listened to and looked up to and, you know, it was incredible. It was an incredible feeling. Like I've known of Snotty Nose Red Kits and Superman for years. In fact, I follow Superman on social media, and so just seeing all of these. Oh, and Porta Fae, which is just this really incredible singer-songwriter activist. I'm excited to see her storytelling and to see her perform too. Just seeing my name alongside all of these really great Indigenous artists, it was like, man, okay. I had to call like my parents and be like, "Yo, I made it! Look."
That's amazing. I'm curious too, if you've noticed a difference in how you feel like participating as an artist in this festival versus maybe other venues or other events that don't center Indigenous artists.
Yeah, it's definitely. Sometimes it doesn't feel real. It's pretty cool that all of these people are coming together to say we have something to say. We all are representing ourselves and our people. We are able to make this happen, and also we hope to do what we love and entertain and to spread our music further than we ever imagined possible. So the fact that it kind of was just an idea, and Kachung had asked if I was interested in something like this, and it was, I couldn't imagine all of the work that had to go into it to get us to this point, which is amazing. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to something like this, especially after the past 18, 20 months that we've had.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you said it, the amount of work that's going on behind the scenes to make the vision that Kachung had happen is like pretty incredible, folks. So huge snaps to him and to others like yourself all around Alaska who have been working at this stuff for so long. The music industry can be sort of a grind, but just speaking on behalf of the fans here, we are so thankful for you doing what you do. And I can't wait to see you guys all sharing a stage together. And here's one more. It's Forget Her Not.
The other way. And I got this feeling you gonna listen to what I gotta sing. Only got your attention for another minute or two. Them to relay this message to you. So many sisters get wronged on a sly every day. They battle between pride and pain, so they tuck it all away. Something's changed her, you can't get her on the phone. Nothing hurts worse than when sister don't make it home. Now a imagine being cornered, feeling so alone. Beauty deep within, but it feels so very long gone. Lights are on upstairs, but you're not home. And the shame keeps you from the ones, the baby girl you should be leaning on.
Thanks to Chandra Boom on KXLL for that interview. She recently caught up with Witty Youngman, a singer and songwriter, and one of the headliners at next week's Rock Ock Music Festival.